When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Raindrops. Yes, so I finally got merch. That's right. You can buy your allegedly, and my boys, mugs, T-shirts, Raindrops, hoodies, and T-shirts all on CarlosKingShop.com. That's right. Get your hoodies, your T-shirts, and your mugs all on CarlosKingShop.com. Welcome to Reality with the King. It's me, Carlos King, the king of reality TV and one of the most sought-after executive producers in reality television with over 10 years of production experience. Twice a week on Reality with the King, we'll sit down with my friends across the entertainment industry, recap our favorite reality shows, and revisit unforgettable moments that we are still talking and tweeting about. Hey, Raindrops. On today's episode of Reality King, oh baby, we are going to recap The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Part 1 reunion. Yes, I know last week I said the show should be called The Real Housewives of Boring Beverly Hills, and I stand by that. But I am going to watch the reunion because the thing is this. The reunions are meant to captivate us as the viewers based on what happened the entire season. And normally, it's for the cast to bring it so that they don't get a pink slip after the reunion. Okay? So the thing about the reunions, especially when it comes to the Real Housewives, is that it's their make or break it moment. Honey, they are auditioning for their position back next season. They have to bring it, deliver something great, iconic, in order to secure their position for at least another season. And that brings me to Dorit's desperate attempt at securing a diamond. As you all know, I was, operative word was, a huge fan of Dorit. Now, I'm not going to go back in terms of what I said before about, you know, she had the potential to be this big star, but she allowed the social media trolls and the fandom of the zeitgeist of Housewives to affect her. And that's why she has been boring boots ever since her third season on the show. Baby. Now look, I don't know if Dorit listens to Reality with the King. I don't know when PK is on his flight to London that he has on his AirPods listening to Reality with the King. Honey, I don't know if Dorit's housekeepers play Reality with the King as they are cleaning the home while Dorit is organizing her closet. But baby, Dorit tried it. And Dorit, I know you want to come back next season, but I'm not sure this was the way to go. So the part one reunion starts off with, you know, the backstage stuff, blah, 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 blah. Then, not popping gum, Carlos. Okay. Yes, one more time, Lowe's. See, can you do it three times in a row? Okay, that was an epic fail. Anyways, so I'm a mess. Okay, so Dorit is in her glam room and Erica Jane walks in and they're talking, blah, blah, blah. Child, why did Dorit expose the text message that Kyle Richards sent. I think that is so low. That is sweet and low. That is how low can you go? That is low-rise jeans. It is so low for you, Dorit, to expose, not just to Erica, because let's be clear. It's okay for you to tell Erica, even on camera, I'm cool with that, right? It's okay to tell Erica on camera, like, yo, girl, look, child, I mean, we all know Dorit doesn't say yo or child, but, you know, work with me here, child. Erica, can you believe that Kyle sent me a text message before the reunion, like the night before? What do you think that means? This is Erica. Well, honey, I call that manipulation. And I'm like, oh, the girls are coming for Kyle for a small multiplier first seat, Richards, honey. So look, I'm cool with the girls talking about it. Because again, follow the reality and make sure we understand what's going on. That would have been fine for me. Like, okay, fine. You told Erica while there's two cameras in your room. I'm cool with that. What I'm not cool with is this. How dare you, in my Eileen Davidson voice, how dare you send a screenshot of the text messages to the producers at Bravo and the show to have them reveal it on the show? That shit is low. I think that's one of the lowest things you can do to a person in terms of friendships. Yes, sleeping with somebody's man or woman, that's horrible too. But when it comes to the sacredness of a friendship, if you screenshot a text message that somebody sent to you in private and you reveal it on the show, oh baby, there is no way we can come back from that. I'm not coming back from that. I don't trust you. I think that is so fucked up. Now, I know you need the gig, Dorit. We all know you need the job, and that's okay. That's okay. We all need the gig. Like, it is what it is. The world goes round when we work, okay? So we all need the gig. There's not one person breathing who doesn't need the gig. So again, it's not a diss. We all need the gig. So, Dorit, we know you need the gig. We know that the reunions are used for each reality star to give the best that they got in my Anita Baker voice and to make sure they deliver like Pizza Hut, right on time and hot. Okay? So we understand that assignment. What I'm not going to understand ever is the fact that you used your friendship with Kyle by exposing an intimate conversation that you two had to make a storyline happen for you at the reunion. That's fucked up. Once again, it's fine to talk about it to Erica. That's, to me, honestly, guys, girls, and they, that's fine. But to sin, because this, listen to me, I'm all about the intention. You intentionally took your hands and your press-on nails and you screenshot the text message. You saved it in your photos. You hit upload. You hit mail. You hit send to Evolution, Andy Cohen, and all of the producers. And you said, here you go. Because if the producers asked you for it, I would have said this. Look, I already talked about it. I gave it to Erica, meaning what was said on it. But guys, I'm not going to reveal it to the world to see. I'm not going to do that. Like, even that's low for me. And one thing about Dorit, she can go low. No shade. That's what a person who at least respected the friendship they once had. I have people who I used to be friends with And there's no way in hell, okay, that I would ever reveal a text message conversation on my ex, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Yahoo Messenger, MySpace. There's just no way I would do that. I don't care how upset I am with a person. If we ever had a real friendship, I'm not going to use our intimate conversations to expose you to the world. Dorit, are you that desperate to secure your diamond that you will go against the woman who is the clear face of this show? Everybody that has went against Kyle is no longer on the show. And I'm going to sit it right there. I can hear the Raindrop saying, Carlos, name him. All I'm going to say is, Raindrops, every person who went against Kyle Legend Richards is no longer on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Not even her sisters. Ooh, I hate to interrupt, but stay tuned for more. Ooh, Raindrops, I had so much fun this weekend. I was hanging out with my friends, luxuriating by the pool, playing basketball, because you know I'm athletic. But baby, I have so much to do this week. So before I get my week started, I gotta hydrate myself. So let me tell y'all about this Liquid IV. It's so easy to prepare and it tastes really, really good. You get one stick plus 16 ounces of water. It hydrates better than water alone. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. It has no artificial sweeteners, plus A vitamins and nutrients, non-GMO, and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Weekends are for going wild. Have a game plan for Monday with Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code KING, K-I-N-G, at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Superior Hydration today using promo code KING at liquidiv.com. This is Reality with the King, and I'm Carlos King. Let's get back into the show. Kyle and Dorit get into it again, just about their friendship. And honey, Kyle clocked Dorit real good when she said, "You play to the audience." What did I tell you guys on this podcast? Excuse me for yelling. I'm passionate. What did I, not me going low, Dorit low. What did I tell you guys on this podcast? I just said at the top of this conversation that I'm having with you all that Dorit lost who she was because of the feedback she got on social media. I said that to you guys for years. So when Kyle Legend Richards reveal that, Dorit, I feel like you play to the audience, which is why you had Kathy's back as if you and Kathy are friends. And then you had Dorit looking like Little Red Riding Hood. Because, honey, I'm looking for the scary bear, honey. You know what I'm saying? So Dorit and her red robe, honey, trying to intimate that her and Kathy are friends. Now, I don't know what shit Kathy has on you girls. All of y'all are afraid of Kathy. Crystal was silent when it came to what happened in Aspen because she was right there. And I don't care what y'all say. I love Kathy. I think Kathy's great television. I, too, watch Paris in Love. I will recap next season, honey. Kathy is good TV, and Paris in Love really shows you who Kathy really is. And I'm not saying it's a good thing or a bad thing. What I'm saying to you is, honey, it's a thing. Kathy got these girls shook. Kathy, as my friend Kate Casey once said, Kathy is the mayor of Beverly Hills 90210. She is. Because Dorita's like, I have my own relationship with Kathy, Kyle. I have my own relationship with her. And Kyle's like, are you kidding me? Just because you attend the opening of every envelope that USPS sends to us with coupons, you lick the stamp of every envelope of invitation you get invited to, Dorit, doesn't mean that you and Kathy are friends. Crystal lost 14 friends and was afraid of losing the 15th, which is Big Kathy. Kathy Jr., honey. Kathy runs the girls. And that's when I realized, like, wow, Kyle is onto something. So when they showed the flashback of last season's reunion, where Kyle was crying in her first seat. Yes, Kyle Legend Richards. We stand for Kyle on Reality with the King, honey. Just saying. So when Kyle Legend Richards was crying next to Big Kathy, and then Dorit inserted herself, Kyle, I think, well, like, that's why Kyle was like, stay out of it. This has nothing to do with you. Like, you want a moment, Dorit. Beat it. Like Billie Jean. Thriller album. I'm laughing because I think what happened in Aspen was Kathy Hilton did ask the DJ to play a Michael Jackson record. And the DJ said no, and it made Kathy mad because Kathy and Michael Jackson, may he rest in peace, for friends. Okay, moving on. So when Dorit said last season's reunion that, you know, trying to have Kathy's back, that's why Kyle said this reunion, that pretty much was the moment she realized, like, girl, we can't be really, we're not that close. Because everybody knows that Kathy was the fan favorite. Because when it comes to the 2% of the world who watches The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills that goes on Twitter, okay? Because once again, guys, Twitter represents like a very small majority of the world. I think it's like 4%. And I believe 2% of the 4% watches reality television, okay? And because The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is the most watched housewife show right now, I'll say 2% of the world watches it. So Dorit cared about the 2% of the world who crowned Kathy Hilton as the fan favorite. And Dorit, like she is in her social life, she wants to be connected to anything that's loved and adored. And that is Kathy. Ooh, it just hit me, Kyle. Kyle, if you're listening, or even Teddy Mellencamp, if you're listening, Teddy Walters, it just hit me. Oh my gosh, it just hit me. Kyle, Dorit was never your friend. She came in through Lisa Vanderpump. Lisa Vanderpump, in my opinion, allegedly, was a puppet master and told Dorit how to give great television. And guess what? That's a compliment to you, LVP, because I do believe that LVP was a great ghost producer. I'm sorry. Unpopular opinion, maybe. Lisa Vanderpump was an excellent ghost producer. Just like Dr. Heavenly is American Medicine, Giselle Bryant was at one point a great ghost producer on Potomac. You know, you have people who are really good in that way. And LVP produced the shit out of Dorit. And that's why Dorit's first two seasons were great. But when they fell out, Dorit and Lisa Vanderpump, Dorit looked around the room and said, well, clearly Kyle is the star of the show and the face of it, so let me attach myself to her. And I do strongly believe that PK and Mauricio in real life are friends, and I think they enjoy each other. But I think, listen, this is my opinion about Dorit. I think Dorit is a social climber who will attach herself to anything that's popping. And when she fell out with Lisa Vanderpump, it's not like she'll ever like be close to Lisa Rinna or Erica Jane. You know what I mean? So she immediately went to Kyle's side. And the moment she saw that Kyle was getting hatred on Twitter, she had to publicly defend Big Kathy because she wanted those big invites at the Christmas party that Kathy throws every year. Yeah. So Kyle legend, Dorit was never your friend. And I will say this, I'll be shocked if Dorit gets asked back next season. I'm just saying. Because this reunion made Dorit very unlikable. And I like Dorit. Once again, I used to love her. I think she got lost in the sauce. And no, I don't mean Harry Hamlin's spaghetti sauce, child. She got lost in the sauce of, like, just trying to be... She's... You know what it is about Dorit? Dorit doesn't know who she is. She fakes an accent. She wears clothes a la Marlo Hampton's closet. Dorit dresses like Marlo Hampton. She wears labels. And she dyed her hair brown, looking like Charlize Theron in that movie. What's that movie, guys, that Charlize Theron was a brunette? Well, not even Charlize. She was trying to give you Catherine Zeta-Jones in Chicago. Like, she's now a brunette. She looked like Little Red Riding Hood. You know, I'm looking for the sly wolf, honey, next to you. Like, we just don't know Dorit. And one thing I will agree with Garcelle is I do think Dorit lives in a bubble. And it's not this love bubble that she tried to proclaim in her tweet. I think the only person outside of her kids, because I will say this, I think Dorit is an excellent mother. And I will always say that. Outside of her two beautiful, gorgeous kids who are so beautiful and just so nice and so smart and so sweet. I love her kids. I think outside of her kids, Dorit only cares about herself. I think she's self-absorbed. I don't think she's a racist. My opinion. I do agree with Garcelle that she is in a bubble. And I don't think it's the bubble that Garcelle was trying to proclaim. I think Dorit only cares about Dorit. And the Dorit that I want to see is I want to see who she is. And I'm not getting that because she goes where the wind blows, like Hurricane Angie K on Salt Lake City. Sierra, cue the hurricane. Dorit is sort of like, Kyle, do I go to Mexico with you and Teddy and Morgan? Oh, Big Kathy, I get to go to the Christmas party? Okay, I'll go there. Oh, Erica, are you going to Vegas? I may want to go. Like, that's who Dorit is. She goes where the wind blows. That's who Dorit is. That's what the weather report said, child. And speaking of the bubble, the conversations between her and Garcelle was very interesting because, look, on my podcast, I had Jesse Wu on, and we talked about Garcelle being offended by Dorit using the word attack. And I was curious in terms of how Jesse Wu felt because she is a Haitian American. Garcelle Bouvet is a Haitian American. And no, I'm not saying all Haitian Americans think alike, child. I would never say that. But I wanted to at least get some perspective. I'm a black man, so I know all about words that non-black people use that could be offensive, obviously. But I wanted to speak to a black woman to get her point of view. And she strongly believe that Dorit knew what she was doing, and she agreed with Garcelle. There are a lot of people who don't agree with Garcelle, and that's fine. So when they talked about the word attack, Garcelle did say, you know what it's like to be attacked. You literally were attacked by these robbers, I'm paraphrasing. So you know what that feels like. I did not do that to you, which I'm like, okay, Garcelle, points made, right? I did appreciate that Garcelle said she does not think Dorit's a racist. Now, child, she did say she was an unconscious Karen. Okay. I just think Dorit only cares about Dorit. That's how I feel. I don't think Dorit knows who she is, baby, because she tries to be everything to everybody. That's my opinion. But the most interesting part to me, though, was how Anne Marie inserted herself into the conversation, child, and Anne Marie clocked Garcelle Bouvet, baby. And I'm like, oh, Lord, what is about to happen here? So it's Anna Marie. Anna Marie said that when Garcelle's best friend on camera, allegedly, when Garcelle's on camera best friend, Sutton, said to Anna Marie, you're yelling at me, stop yelling at me. And Anna Marie was like, I'm not yelling at you. Anna Marie felt that was a prime example of microaggressions because as a black woman, her tone of voice was on the same level as everyone else's. So she's like, well, why would you think I'm yelling at you? I'm not yelling at you. And Anna Marie felt that in that moment, if Garcelle felt so strongly about the microaggressions from Dorit, that was a perfect opportunity as a black woman for Garcelle to have Anna Marie's back. And baby, I gagged. I did not see that coming. And what I will say is, I felt like Anna Marie made good points. I felt like she did. She said that the only person who had her back was Kyle. Like, no, she's not yelling. Anna Marie's not yelling at you, Sutton. Like, she's not. She's talking. Guys, I thought that was a very strong point and a very good example. Garcelle gagged, did not have a response, looked stumped, and then Andy moved on. And I'm like, no, we got to stay on this because this is new information. I really felt that Anna Marie made a very strong point. And I would have loved to see the only two black women on the show talk about that moment because it never dawned on me that when Dorit used the word attack to Garcelle and Garcelle was offended by it, Anna Marie was not at that scene or at that party, right? Erica Jane took up for Garcelle, right? So unfortunately, Anna Marie wasn't there. Because I was curious in terms of like, oh, I wonder how Anna Marie would have reacted to it too. Would she have said, yeah, Dorit, that is offensive to us black women. So when she clocked Garcelle, I was livid that they moved on. I'm like, guys, this is what we want to see as the audience. We want to see how Garcelle is able to answer to that. Because I thought that was a very good point. But let me know what y'all think. Do y'all think Dorit lives in a bubble? Do y'all think Anna Marie made a great point to Garcelle? Do y'all think Garcelle should have defended Anna Marie and told her on-camera best friend Sutton that, yo, she's right, she's not yelling, don't say that? Because to me, that could have been a very good teachable moment. Do y'all agree with Garcelle that Dorit is an unconscious Karen? Let me know in the comments. Let me know on Spotify Q&A, child. By the way, y'all are killing it on the Spotify Q&A. Honey, I love reading y'all comments. And yes, I read every single one. Even the ones where y'all read me. It's fine. I love it. Okay. So that was a great surprise for me. Now look, child, the other surprise for me, honey, is this a safe space? Because I'm going to say something that may be unpopular to the 2% of Beverly Hills audience on Twitter. Y'all know me. I don't give a shit. I like Anna Marie. I thought Anna Marie did a great job this reunion. She was very likable. I teared up when she spoke about her mother passing. And Anna Marie, if you're listening, my heart goes out to you. I, too, know what it's like to lose a mom. And I do mean this, Anna Marie. My heart goes out to you. It's the most devastating thing for a child to have to bury their mother. So my heart goes out to you. I really wish, which is so unfortunate. And listen, I don't know if Anna Marie never taped scenes this season talking about it, but I felt like those are things that could have helped out Anna Marie, because she did come across unlikable this season, like she was trying too hard. And like I said on my podcast last week, I feel bad for Anna Marie because never in the history of, never in the history of this franchise that a new housewife came in the middle of the season. So that was a lot of pressure on her. And I feel horrible for Anna Marie for not having the best setup possible. I really wish we could have seen her navigate through her mother going through this devastating situation, because I felt like the audience could have seen the full complexities of Anna Marie. Because what I saw on the reunion, to me, was the full complexity of this woman. And I like her. I like her. And do I think she's coming back? No. And that's unfortunate. And look, I'm hope I'm wrong. I think she should be given another chance. Off the strength of the fact that she came in the middle of the season to help bring some fire to the show. And she did. She got Crystal to wake up because she's a snooze. You know, she's gorgeous, though. Crystal is beautiful. But she's not the most exciting person to watch. And I like Crystal. I, in real life, will hang out with Crystal. Crystal on the show does not belong. Crystal does not belong. I think Crystal is too much in her head. And I do not connect to Crystal at all. I know Erica Jane, love her or hate her, Erica Jane gives you everything. Kyle gives you everything. I like Sutton. I think Sutton gives a lot to the show. I love Garcelle. I don't know Crystal. She's been on the show for four seasons. I do not know her. In my Mariah Carey voice, I don't know her. She's a beautiful woman. And I'm so interested in her husband. Not in that way, but in the ways of like, I'm just curious about this marriage. I really am. But I appreciate it. Getting back to Anna Marie, then I'll move on to the calming app called Crystal. I really did appreciate Anna Marie apologizing to Sutton. No shade, she had to, because, honey, anytime the anesthesiologist association writes a letter talking shit about you, baby, you had to do that. But she did it, and I appreciated that. So I would like to see Anna Marie have a second chance. I don't think that will happen, and I think that's unfortunate. I think this is the last we're going to see of Anna Marie on the show. My opinion. And again, I hope I'm wrong. So Crystal had a good moment at the reunion. I thought she I thought she stepped it up. Because guess what, guys, girls, and they, what did I say? This reunion and all reunions are used for the cast to save their job. And Crystal knows while she's on the end of the couch that this could be the end of the road. Yes, Boys to Men. Although we've come. Yes, honey. Crystal, we have come to the end of the road, baby. You are going to sit on the end of the couch. How are you on the show for 3 to 4 seasons, Crystal? And you have always been on the end. But I digress. Okay. Now, Crystal did clock Dorit, honey, when she mentioned how Dorit calling her child bride was offensive in the Asian community because it's a word they use that is similar to a mail order bride. And I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that. But that's the beauty of the show, is to teach us something, right? Dorit was like, now look, I got this one calling me an unconscious Karen. Now I got you saying I said something offensive to the Asian community. Dorit wanted to wrap that red hood all around her face and go hide. Okay? She was looking, Little Red Riding Hood, honey, was looking for her grandmother, honey. Dorit said, goodness, what, what big eyes you have, honey. Dorit, honey, Little Red Riding Hood, child. And Crystal said, the better to see you with. Dorit said, what a deep voice you have. Crystal said, the better to greet you with. If y'all know the nursery story of Little Red Riding Hood, Dorit wanted to get out of there, honey. She wanted to leave. Be clear, she was over it. Like, now y'all are really calling me a Karen. I offended Garcelle and black women. Now I offended the Asian community. And Dorit, we all were offended by your outfit. I love you though, Dorit. Allegedly. No, I'm teasing. I do like Dorit. I do. I just want her to do better. Okay. No, she clocked it. So that was good. And then the other thing I appreciated too was I appreciated the fact that Anna Marie stood on business and was like, no, Crystal, you did tell me all those things about these women. And look, y'all could disagree with me or not. I strongly believe 110% that Crystal did, in fact, say all these crazy things about her cast, being uneducated. Dorit put her foot in her mouth again and said she's the only one on the stage with a college degree. Come to find out, 3 other women on the stage have college degrees. But that's what happens, Dorit, when you live in the bubble of Dorit. It's time for you to go. Now, look, part one was not the most exciting. Yes, this episode that I'm taping is much more thrilling than that episode. Well, I'm teasing. But no, it wasn't the most exciting part one reunion. But it had cute moments. I enjoyed it. I wasn't mad at it, you know. The coming attractions look really good, but I want to hear from you guys. Do we think we are at the end of the road for Crystal? Do we think we are at the end of the road for Dorit? Or do we think we are at the end of the road for both? Let me know on Twitter, Spotify Q&A, hashtag reality with the king, and let me know your thoughts. Thank you for listening to Reality with the King. New episodes drop on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Share, comment, follow, and subscribe to Reality with the King wherever you get your podcast. visit realitywiththeking.com and be sure to follow me at @thecarlosking_ on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and yes, baby, my YouTube channel where you can get all of my visuals, baby, my expressions. Yes, and don't forget, tweet me your thoughts and hot takes about this episode using the hashtag #RealityWithTheKing. Reality with the King is a production of Kingdom Reign Entertainment. It is produced by Sierra Spragley Ricks and executive produced by me, Carlos King. Kingdom Reign Entertainment, baby!